an extraordinary story. God's hand guiding all of it, no doubt.
Science and God really are just complementary.
We're in the middle of a war, spiritual warfare.
God doesn't just tolerate us. God loves us.
Rooted in Christ and growing throughout the world, our church is ever ancient, ever new.
Good day to you all, our dear listeners who are tuning in right now for Ever Ancient, Ever New on Holy Family Radio, however you're doing that. That could be through podcast later on. It could be on Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. on your AM dial in the Harrisburg area. It could be online at that same time. So there's any number of ways to listen to this program. And I am your host, Mike Creevy. A pretty consistent thing is no matter who the guest is, and sometimes I fly solo on the show, but usually there's a guest, and there is one today. I am always here. I'm always your host, and I'm pleased to do it. I'm so blessed to be able to do this and to be part of this great mission at Holy Family Radio. Please go and check out the website. 720WHYF.com is that website. You can also go to Facebook. We have our Facebook page. We have the podcast I mentioned earlier. You can get straight from our homepage over at the station's website. Over on the right-hand side, there's a nice little podcast feed, kind of an embedded player, but you can also find us by looking at Holy Family Radio podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, any number of different ways to get access to that and to subscribe so you can make sure that you do not miss any of our content here. Our local shows that we produce, they're only produced here. So you won't find, you know, some of these other programs on Holy Family Radio you can find elsewhere in terms of EWTN's programs, the national programs that they air, that we are an affiliate of EWTN, and we're very happy to be that. But also, we have lots of our own content that we develop right here and that we love to share with you. And that really is able to reach out to our local community, our Catholic community, and our Christian community more broadly, and any of those folks who want to tune in who are just interested in learning more about the Catholic faith and growing closer to Christ in facing a culture that is increasingly just completely off the rails, you know, and just heading for the cliff, it seems, with an increasing pace. We want to bring the light of Christ. We want to bring a genuine vision of true humanity back into the focus here, back into the public square as best we can, and that's what we do here at Holy Family Radio. And we cannot do that without your support. It's a totally listener-supported station. Everything we do, you know, it's at the end of the day, everything costs, right? And we all know that. We all have to pay bills. We all have taxes to pay. We have all that kind of stuff. Now, we are a 501c3, so we fortunately are able to get that tax benefit, but we still have all the bills to pay. We have equipment to maintain. We have outreach we're trying to do. We're trying to expand our mission here. And we are a very lay-driven organization as well. You know, lay people, mostly volunteers, putting together these great local programs. So thank you so much for those of you who are able to support us. For those of you who are thinking about it and you're not so sure, I really encourage you to do what you can. You know, if it's a couple dollars here and there, if it's a larger donation, somehow you get, you know, you had a good tax year or whatever it was. You're looking for a place to share that. We could really use the help, you know, to be able to put this content out there. So anyway, I just wanted to give you that pitch. If you go to, again, 720WHYF.com, you can find out more about what we're doing all the time. So I want to begin here with prayer. And this because today is another installment of our virtues series with my friend Charles Comer, from Harrisburg Area Community College. Charles is a professor of philosophy and specializes in virtue ethics, among other things. And we spoke in a previous episode about growing in virtue, just sort of in general. And this episode, we're going to take a closer look at the cardinal virtues, the cardinal from the Latin meaning hinge, the four sort of human virtues that really everything is kind of bracketed underneath somehow in one way or another. A lot of sub-virtues, in a sense, are underneath this umbrella of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. And these are very classic virtues that were really recognized, you know, pre-Christian era, you know, but they gain a whole new light when considered in that light of the gospel, in that light of Christ's ultimate mission, his revelation to us. So we're going to dive right in here. I have a prayer. I'm actually going to do something different today. I'm going to save the prayer for later on because it is a beautiful prayer that is from St. Thomas Aquinas, who Charles speaks of quite a bit here because of St. Thomas Aquinas' work in philosophy and the virtues and theology. So we're going to kind of get that a little bit later on. But I just want to share with you again, kind of reset where we're at. St. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, again, sections 1803 to 1845, talks about the virtues. And St. Paul says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. So he really sets the tone. The Catechism quotes him at the beginning of the virtues section, so I thought that was appropriate to do as well. And let's just jump right into this interview with my friend Charles Comer talking about the cardinal virtues. Let's go ahead and check it out.
Well, let's back up for a moment and look at what is historically known as the cardinal virtues.
Yeah.
From the word cardo, which means hinge. Mm-hmm. You know, these four virtues around which all the other virtues hinge, mm-hmm. right? And these traditionally are prudence or wisdom, mm-hmm. temperance, justice, mm-hmm. and that one, again, we need to qualify what that means, mm-hmm. and then courage or fortitude. And I think there's an interesting distinction between courage and fortitude mm-hmm. that we need to suss out. But let's take the first one, prudence or wisdom. I just heard a good quote, and I think I don't believe it was from G.K. Chesterton, but it might have been, mm-hmm. where the moderns took all the, you know, the our virtues, and they lopped off the bottom. So mm-hmm. instead of, you know, wisdom, we just get logic.
Right.
Right. You know, so wisdom is very much something that's more, it's more substantive, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit stronger. It's and in many ways, Socrates thought that prudence, and really Plato as well, thought that prudence or wisdom that's the main one you need.
Yeah.
You know, if you have that one, you kind of don't really need to work so much on the other ones. Mm-hmm. But wisdom is going to guide you in the right directions of things, right? It's going to give you the insight into what matters.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And what you should be doing, and so forth. Just being wise,
mm-hmm.
Temperance, of course, moderation, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. You know,
balance and
balance,
yeah.
right? Yeah. Going to courage, right? Having the drive not to back down. I mm-hmm. think, right? Or that. Sustaining ability to continue on even when things get difficult, not you know, collapsing into whatever. I think that's important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fortitude. I think my spiritual director actually made this distinction between, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking about these virtues. He said, well, you know, fortitude is really more about sticking to your ideals, your good ideals.
Yeah.
Whereas courage, you know, it does have this connotation of being like courageous in battle and all this kind of stuff. But even that, I think, in a that is something important as well.
I know. I was just looking. I have the note. The Catechism on fortitude emphasizes firmness in difficulties and constancy in the pursuit of the good.
Great. Yeah. Perfect.
Great.
Yeah. Perfect.
There's that firmness again, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And justice, certainly. I like how Plato discusses it in the Republic, where justice is really, you know, justice is harmony of the soul,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the person, and justice is harmony with all of the different parts in our larger social milieu,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I think more simply put, what is it? It's giving to each their due, as is often more pithily said.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think this idea of harmony, and really, one thing that I think living the virtuous life will do is it will create a certain kind of harmony.
Yeah.
Right. When they're lived out well.
Yeah.
Aristotle actually in his Eudaimonian Ethics,
mm-hmm.
He talks about these four different dispositions that we can have regarding virtue, right?
Yeah.
The first one would be actually being virtuous, right? A virtuous person,
mm-hmm.
Where reason and habit are working together. And then just the self-controlled person, where reason is in accord with what is right, but you're always fighting your
right.
Your inclinations.
Yeah.
And so that's not really thriving per se. That's doing good. That's kind of almost like what Immanuel Kant, the philosopher, has said.
Yeah.
He thought there was more value, more moral value, with someone who is just mean-spirited but does what is good out of duty.
Yeah.
I never really bought into that, frankly.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the person weak in self-control who, they can't master their inclinations or their passions.
Yeah.
And certainly the vicious person who is just their mind and inclinations move toward what is base or what is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think that's a nice little refinement there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So in talking about cardinal virtues, I have to quote St. Augustine. Because why not? He's awesome. And in fact, we stole the name of the show from his writings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Revelation Never Knew. So leave it to St. Augustine to just sort of summarize this well, I think, and then maybe we can just talk about it a little bit more. He says, to live well is nothing other than – what a great start, by the way, right?
Yeah.
This is it. To live well is nothing other than to love God with all one's heart, with all one's soul, and with all one's efforts. From this it comes about that love is kept whole and uncorrupted through temperance. No misfortune can disturb it, and this is fortitude. It obeys only God, and this is justice, and is careful in discerning things so as to not be surprised by deceit or trickery, and this is prudence.
Oh, that's good.
So he kind of like lumps it all in one sentence there, but I want to focus the one in particular there when he said about justice. And we're going to press pause for just a moment before we come back and hear Charles' response to this question I have about justice, and to kind of explore that theme a little bit more in a moment after this break we have coming up. But again, I'm Mike Creevy, host of Ever Ancient, Ever New. That is the program you are listening to right now. And as always, we take a special sort of look at different issues related to faith that affect young people maybe in a particular way. And in this case, the importance of growing in virtue, especially the cardinal virtues, and how we can develop our understanding of and our experience of, our practice of growing in virtue when we're off on our own. Maybe we're on the college campus for the first time. We're faced with challenges that are trying to leave us in a non-virtuous kind of life. How do we counter that? How do we grow in virtue? How can we kind of help each other do that? That's the kind of stuff we're looking at today on Ever Ancient, Ever New. I'm your host, Mike Creevy. Thanks so much for joining us today. Don't go away. We'll be back right on the other side of this break.
Holy Family Radio would like you to know we very much appreciate you listening. We're here for you all day, every day. Listen online at 720WHYF.com and sunrise to sunset at 720 on your AM radio dial. Don't be a stranger. We'd like to know your thoughts and how we're doing. You can reach out to us by email. Our address is contact@720WHYF.com. That's contact@720WHYF.com.
And welcome back to the Ever Ancient, Ever New show on Holy Family Radio, your local Catholic station in the Diocese of Harrisburg, the greater Harrisburg area. We reach, kind of a couple of cool areas, actually. I'm your host, Mike Creevy, and this is the Youth and Young Adult themed program on your local Catholic station. Today we're taking a look at virtue, which we've done before with our guest as well, Assistant Professor of Philosophy at Harrisburg Area Community College, my friend Charles Comer. And Charles has a lot of experience with virtue ethics and a lot of different kind of philosophical inquiries. So that's what we're talking about today, is the cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance, what they are a little bit, how we can grow in them. We're also referencing the Catechism of the Catholic Church, as I mentioned at the top of this program, paragraphs 1803 through 1845. There's a phenomenal treatment of the cardinal virtues in there. And again, they're called cardinal virtues because the Latin root there for cardinal is the idea of hinge. These are the hinge human virtues, which the Catechism specifies also in talking about human virtues, that they are firm attitudes. This is paragraph 1804. Firm attitudes, stable dispositions, habitual perfections of intellect and will, that govern our actions, order our passions, and guide our conduct according to reason and faith. And the whole idea here is a habitual and firm disposition to do the good. That's what a virtue is. It's a good habit, a habit of doing the good, willing the good of someone else, which was Thomas Aquinas' definition really of love. Love is not just a feeling. You know, a great command from Christ is to love our neighbor, to love God above all things, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So in other words, virtue is all about living that out. How do we do that? How do we take Christ up on this command? And that really at the core of that is virtue. So let's take a look here at the cardinal virtues. In particular, we're going to jump back in looking at justice, where I asked Charles before the break a little bit about justice, to pursue that a little bit more because of how important that seems to be to young people today, but how often they don't really understand what justice is, or they get a little mixed up. We get a little mixed up about what justice actually is. So let's go ahead and check that out. I thought maybe we could just talk for a couple more minutes about that one because it does come up so much.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, about like giving to each his or her due. How do we think about that, or how would you maybe, you know, sort of pursue that with a college student? Again, I keep going back to them, who might be tempted to be confused about what someone is due and what someone is not. So, example, like, you know, we have, you know, there's a lot of 20-year-olds out there, and, you know, younger and older too than 20, who think that basically I am, like, they'll say in the same sort of sentence, basically, like, I have a right to my, a right to speech, a right to whatever religion I want or don't want. I have a right to internet. You know, like to like fast Wi-Fi. Like, how do we wade through some of those things that people might be thinking of as like intrinsic rights, you know, under this idea of justice versus like, well, that's Wi-Fi is different than your right to life or something. You know what I mean? Like, they have it all melded together, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that certainly raises the question of how are you going to use them?
Right. Yeah.
All right. How are you going to use them? In moral philosophy, we often make a distinction between positive liberties and negative liberties, right? Where negative liberties is, I think that's what people often think about when they're talking about rights, which is a freedom from constraint. Right?
Yeah.
I have the right to do whatever.
Right, right. You can't stop me.
Yes,
that
is
freedom.
Yeah. I want, and there's a, you know, there's a an important place I think for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we have to be free to do the good.
Right.
You know, but then we also need to get get clarity on what we mean by the good, and then we need the restraint to actually practice the good.
Right.
So, what they mean by positive liberty, you know, some of these philosophers is the degree to which we are actually more free, more. Our life is more capacious.
Yeah.
When we are, when we have some either by self constraint, you know, or you know, sometimes in the case of, you know, when we're, as you know, we're both dads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, you know, constrain our children a little bit so they don't do crazy things,
right?
You know?
Yeah, something astonishingly
stupid.
Horrible.
Yeah,
yeah.
right. And then by doing that, they can actually grow more healthy or so forth. You know, so in that degree, that's one answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I'm talking about justice in the way that we just discussed it, I usually bring up an analogy. I said, okay, let's all imagine that we are opening up, let's just say, a pizza shop, you know, and say there's a, you know, we want to do delivery, we want to bake all this good pizzas and everything like that, and you know, we need people that can do the financial side of things, we need people that can do the culinary side of things, we need delivery drivers and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not going to do us much good. We're not going to be as successful if, say, somebody that is pretty decent at baking but is a poor driver, let's say, yeah, but I really want to drive. I really want to drive, right? You know, that's not going to help out the overall project of the business.
Right.
So we need to make sure that the different parts are in harmony with each other. Mm-hmm. That the people that are, you know, good at certain things are able to exercise that their talents.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and that implies the importance of relationship and the human family depending on each other and not being just entirely autonomous. You know, like I can just, you know, I can live this completely autonomous life just on my own and not have any relation to anybody else and everything will be fine, because that's not how we're made.
No, no, yeah. And we're better when we're unified and working together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this goes back to, I think, a very important idea of harmony,
mm-hmm.
right? Of just, you know, using that analogy, you know, we can talk about justice in the, you know, in a wider social sphere.
Mm-hmm.
But then also even within our own selves,
yeah.
right? You know, our rational capacities, right? When mm-hmm. they're just, you know, when our passions are restrained by our rational capacities,
mm-hmm.
our passions are going to thrive more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Plato brings up this analogy of the charioteer and the horse, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, where the passions are like the horse, and then reason has to is driving the
right.
show, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, without that passion, you're not going to move.
Right. The motivation.
So
right.
The motivation.
Yeah.
But without that reason, it's not going to bear.
You come upon
the
cliff.
Greatest fruit.
A cliff is not far away.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like actually we only have about a minute left here, but let me just maybe you know, kind of in our last minute ask you about you know, when we come right down to it, freedom, you know, seems to be so important for all of these, and the idea of virtue not as just following rules for rules' sake. It's not, you know, not just arbitrary, but really that we're looking at the freedom to be exactly who we're meant to be.
Right. Yes.
You know.
Exactly.
You know, and when you said earlier about you know, with temperance, especially, you know, like the idea of self control, sometimes self restraint. You know, I think you have to look no farther than who is more free at a wine tasting. You know, again, we're talking about college students now, so it's like not high school and 21-year-olds and up. But no, who's more free at the wine tasting? You know, the person who is not, you know, an addict, or the person who, you know, who is, you know, and even though the person who, you know, supposedly you might have someone who's addicted to drink, who has just, you know, like they're surrounded by it all the time. That doesn't mean that they're, you know, more attuned to it. You know, they've become a slave. They're not more free because of the way they're behaving. It's the person who has learned how to moderate that desire. So virtue, you know, really seems to have true freedom at the heart of it.
Absolutely, yeah, and that goes back to who is going to get more joy from that experience.
Yeah,
you know, who's going to engage their higher capacities.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that info. I was going there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll have to go ahead and press pause here for now, Charles. But okay. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll do this again.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Looking forward to it.
And that's going to do it for this episode of Ever Ancient, Ever New. I want to go ahead and conclude, as I mentioned, with this prayer. And this is a special prayer, I think, because it is a prayer to acquire the virtues from our friend St. Thomas Aquinas. So let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, all-powerful and all-knowing, without beginning and without end, you who are the source, the sustainer, and the rewarder of all virtues, grant that we may abide on the firm ground of faith, be sheltered by an impregnable shield of hope, and be adorned in the bridal garment of charity. Grant that we may, through justice, be subject to you, through prudence, avoid the beguilements of the devil, through temperance, exercise restraint, and through fortitude, endure adversity with patience. Grant that whatever good things we have, we may share generously with those who have not, and that whatever good things we do not have, we may request humbly from those who do. Grant that we may judge rightly the evil of the wrongs we have done, and bear calmly the punishments we have brought upon ourselves, and that we may never envy our neighbor's possessions, and ever give thanks for your good things. Grant that we may always observe modesty in the way we dress, the way we walk, and the gestures we use, restrain our tongues from frivolous talk, prevent our feet from leading us astray, Keep our eyes from wandering glances, shelter our ears from rumors, lower our gaze in humility, lift our minds to thoughts of heaven, contemn all that will pass away, and love you only. Grant that we may subdue our flesh and cleanse our consciences, honor the saints and praise you worthily, advance in goodness and end a life of good works with a holy death. Plant deep in us, Lord, all the virtues that we might be devout in divine matters, discerning in human affairs, and burdensome to no one in fulfilling our own bodily needs. Grant to us, Lord, fervent contrition, pure confession, and complete reparation. Order us inwardly through a good life that we might do what is right and what will be meritorious for us and a good example for others. Grant that we may never crave to do things impulsively, nor disdain to do what is burdensome, lest we begin things before we should, or abandon them before finishing. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Ever Ancient, Ever New. And until next time, make straight your ways and hope in Him. God bless you.